For more on the traffic and what to expect if you're heading down to the game tonight, we turn to NITEC. Athena Hutchins is joining us now in the Troquier College Live Line from NITEC. Athena, thanks for being with us. Game day traffic, it's always really busy around the stadium. There's always some sort of headache that goes on. The construction causing new traffic patterns. What did you see after week one that people should watch out for tonight?
Hi, Brian and Susan. Good to talk to you this morning. You know, the biggest thing, I think the traffic went as smooth as it could for the first games. Tonight's a little bit different because now you've got the afternoon rush hour traffic in conjunction with people trying to get to the Bills game. So, I mean, the biggest thing is we're trying to, you know, plan early, go early, you know, stick around after the game, and use the resources that are available. NITEC, for those that aren't familiar, NITEC runs a 24/7 operation center. We have staff in here monitoring 170 cameras. You know, and those are available, those cameras are available for the traveling public to go on our website, which is NITEC, NITTEC.org. So you can take a look at those cameras. They're streaming, they're live cameras to see what's happening with the traffic. They're on the expressway network throughout the whole region.
What does NITEC think of the change that they made this season with 20A being one-way westbound from Abbott and one-way eastbound from Fieldhouse Drive?
Yeah, I think that's going to help. You know, the biggest thing is you're trying to get traffic out of the stadium now. So let's utilize the roadways to the capacity and try to get the traffic going, get it out of the area. So by doing that, you know, we've seen that with other events throughout the country where you're trying to just get as much traffic out of an area, you know, open those two lanes to go one way to get those traffic. You know, the biggest thing for people is pay attention when you're driving. You know, one crash that happens on any of the roads, then it disrupts everything. And then people are going to get delayed even longer. So we've seen a lot of distracted driving around the country, but in general, just pay attention when you're driving. You know where you're going. Try to have a plan. I think that's the biggest thing, is have a plan. This, you know, this is for anything when you're driving around. Know where you're going to go. Know some alternate routes. You know, if one way is busy, try to go a different way and plan accordingly. That's, you know, the biggest thing. And then pay attention even to those message signs that you see. So NITEC operates those message signs, the electronic boards that you see over the highways, the smaller ones on the side of the roadways. We update those and they get updated very, you know, instantaneously. So pay attention if you see something, you know, if it's saying, you know, issues on the roadway, pay attention and follow those, what that's saying on those signs.
All right, good advice. Athena, thanks so much for joining us. Athena Hutchins with NITEC on what to expect if you're driving down to the game tonight.